So you talked to the kids a lot about your experience with alcohol and drugs, and now you're putting out this message of learning from your experiences and staying away from those things. I'm wondering if you could share a bit about growing up with drugs and alcohol and why you now feel it's important to share that message.
We only have one life. And, you know, if I spent years, you know, drinking and wasting a lot of time, you know, partying my days away, when I could have finished high school, I could have, I could have started a career as soon as I graduated high school. But none of that happened. I'm ashamed of that. I'm ashamed of, you know, selling weed. I'm ashamed of that because I could have lost my daughter. I could have lost my home. Luckily, that never happened with me. And I feel like now I have the platform to tell my story, to tell people, hey, this is what I went through, and this is what I came out of, and this is what I became. I could have became this a long time ago. And I want you guys to focus on that and know that you can make a difference today and not 10 years down the road when you feel like you regret all those years. It's time to make a difference. That's what I'm trying to talk to the kids about. It's like not wasting that time and just get going right now, you know?
So I talked to a few students who said they've never seen a native rapper before. It was something that they were really interested in. Do you feel that you're in a situation with your experience and background to reach to those kids in a way maybe other people can't?
Most of the kids have already grown up in this world where it is the Western civilization. You know, we have our elders that didn't grow up like that. So right now I'm trying to build a bridge between where the kids are at today and how our elders used to be. And like, you know, and I'm trying to, that's what I like to reflect on when I talk about culture, when I talk about traditional music. I try to tell them, you know, like this right here, our culture, our traditional values, it's survived for thousands of years for a reason, not for it to end right now, you know. And right now I feel like I'm in that position where I can actually build that bridge to have the kids see that our culture is cool. Our culture, you know, like when I did the song One Tribe.
My life, this is my pride. This is my story, I will no longer hide. We are all people that live and die. We are all equal, we are one tribe.
I made sure that I put words in there like, my grandfather was a chief and they'll never change my belief. That means, you know, that no matter what happens in this Western civilization, you know, no matter what happens when I'm out there in the city, no one can take that away from me. Nobody can take my traditional values away from me. And that's what I'm trying to make it cool when I'm doing those lyrics.
From drinking away pain, or would they have to lie just to protect my name? I almost broke my spine, burned myself in shame. I spent a whole lot of time on that runaway train. I say everything is fine, but damn, I feel pain and it's a...
Preserving Native culture seems to be really important to you, and I'm wondering if you view the message of living a drug-free life as part of preserving your culture.
My ancestors were kind of like Superman, you know? They weren't able to fly around, no X-ray vision, but they had this healthiness that was so pure, but alcohol, drugs, food, you know, unhealthy food, you know, that's another thing. And there's so much heart disease, you know, and it's killing off a lot of men and women that knew these ways that were taught by their parents or their grandparents. They're dying at a young age now. It's crippling our way of life. It's crippling what our ancestors passed down for so many years. Alcoholism, drug addiction, any type of addiction is really our kryptonite, you know, for the way we used to be.
So finally, what is the message you're hoping that kids will walk away with after your show?
You know, my main thing, you know, especially when I'm speaking to the kids, is we all deal with grief. We all deal with trials and tribulations. But when you're actually in that moment, I'd really hope that the people can actually sit there and think about, how am I going to deal with this issue? How am I going to deal with this problem that I'm feeling right now? And am I going to numb my pain? It's easy to just pick up drugs, eating unhealthy, or drinking, or any type of that source. It's easy to do that and numb your pain. It's easy to just not even think about it. Really feel like, you know, our people would be a lot stronger if we didn't do that.
'Cause I've been there, life's a mess, and I feel you, no stress, but keep smiling at the test, and keep pushing on for success. This is for the people that been trying to...